This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A presidential historian calls this a staggering Monday. Former President Trump takes the stand today in a Manhattan courtroom to testify in his civil fraud trial. The AP's Julie Walker.
The former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, has been outspoken in calling it a political witch hunt. Lawyers for the state attorney general who brought the lawsuit have been stressing the merits of the case. By the end of last week, Trump's eldest sons had wrapped up their testimony. Before the trial began, the judge deciding the case found Trump inflated his wealth, something he denies. Now the focus is on the other charges in the lawsuit, including falsification of business records, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli troops are surrounding Gaza City. They are expected to enter the city today or tomorrow as they continue trying to destroy Hamas.
The troops have divided the northern and southern parts of Gaza as communications across the besieged territory were temporarily cut on Monday for the third time since the war started. Israeli media is reporting the troops are expected to enter Gaza City on Monday or Tuesday. The developments come after Israeli airstrikes hit two refugee camps in the central Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing scores of people, health officials say. Israel has so far rejected US suggestions that it take a humanitarian pause from its relentless bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says 19 service members were killed by a Russian missile strike in Zaporizhia during a military award ceremony. The two senators from Maine, Susan Collins and Angus King, are asking the Army for a full accounting of interactions with a reservist before he killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine. This is AP News. The movie theaters didn't do a lot of business over the weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta has the top movies.
Five Nights at Freddy's keeps the number one spot in movie theaters during one of the slowest weekends of the year.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Five Nights at Freddy's chalks up a second week as the top box office draw. It brought in $19.4 million in North America, according to studio estimates. This was the weekend that Dune Part 2 was supposed to come out. Its release was pushed to March because of the Hollywood actors' strike. The number two movie this weekend is Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. Killers of the Flower Moon is number three. Priscilla, about Priscilla Presley, comes in fourth. Radical, based on a true story about a teacher in a Mexican border city, debuts in fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Are you going to do a lot of shopping this holiday season? Holiday sales are expected to increase between 3 and 4% this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.